Okay, here we go. Okay, tonight we're going to discuss the Indian of the Isra Chila, Kodum Chila Tasha. Because you're not allowed to eat before davening. Shachas. In other words, by the other tfilos, there's a halacha that you shouldn't have a meal because you might forget to daven. So, but this is nothing to, Tashas is nothing not to do with a meal. Even if it's not a meal. Even if you're going to eat a couple of cookies, the chara should be awesome. And then the question is in terms of drinking. What are you allowed to drink and what you're not allowed to drink before davening. So the pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, "Lo sochlu al hadam, lo sinachshu v'lo soneinu." And the Gemara darshins on page 2. There's a lot of drushes here. But what is lo sochlu hadam? What does it mean? Tani minayin lo ochel min habehem according to teitzei nafsha. Because you're eating a behema before it totally died. Shehu b'lo sase. So you violate a law. So what's the law? Lo soch lo adam. Because you're eating the animal when the dam is still, it's still circulating. Because by karbonos, you're not supposed to eat the carbon until you spritz the dam in the mizbeach. But if the dam is still in the receptacle, then you can't eat it. And they have a whole bunch of other drushes. Gemara calls this lav shebechlolos. It's a lav that's koilel, a lot of different drushes. And we hold that the Eimokin lav shebechlolos. But the Gemara in Brachas and Yudam and Beis has another drusha that does not appear in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So let's see what the Gemara says here on Yudam and Beis. Yeah, we see Reb Chanina Mishum. Yaakov might see lo sochlu adam, lo sochlu kodim shetispalu al dimchem. You shouldn't eat before you daven regarding your life, your blood. Lo sochlu adam, lo sochlu kodim shetispalu al dimchem. And this is referring to shachris. Because I think Rav Shlomo Berman's type of son-in-law in one of his foreign writes that even though in Yiddishkeit the beginning of the day is at night, but for tefillahs connected karbanos, it's a laila holech achar hayom. So if there's telling me a pasuk of not to eat before davening, it means the first davening of the day, and the first davening of the day is shachris. From the perspective of Korbanos. Well, we'll see. So let's take a look in the Sefer Achinuch on page 4. So the Sefer Achinuch puts it all together. He quotes all those Gemaras in Sanhedrin. And then with the bracket is, he says, Shalo Yitom Adam Klum. Achis Palo. So look in the Sefer, in the Michas Chinuch, in the second arrow on the left side. Shalu yito adam kulma shis palo. Yidiva harav ha-mechaber nira. Is it Isser Doraisa? because the Rambam, the Sefer Achila, puts it together with all the other drushes. And all those other drushes are Daraisa. So he says, Mashmah, that he puts it all together, that this is also Nisa Daraisa. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Eim Avar Davrze. It's not in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's Rak Bebrachas, Yudam Adbeis. Ayin Shom Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Charachon, Nirashu Rak, the Rabbanu Krasma. V'emes, L'shitas Rov HaRishonim, the Tfilah, the Rabbanu. But if you hold Tfilah, the Rabbanu, Kein Ein Kan Laf. Kalikar Tfilah, the Rabbanu. It was, you can't have an Issa to eat before davening if davening itself is not a Daraisa. So if davening is only the Rabbanu, then the Issa of eating before davening is also only the Rabbanu. But according to the Rambam, Perkal who was Tfilah Lacha Aleph, the Tfilah Daraisa, Ef Shaloma Dezeh Havigam Kein Daraisa, V'lo Asmach. So then this is also Daraisa V'lo Asmach. But he says, Ahba Rambam, Lo Hiskish is in Nichla B'chol Oso Chol Adam. When the Rambam brings down this halacha, he doesn't quote the Pasuk. Niragam Midvar of the Havi Asmach. And in footnote Yud, it says, L'ra'ah says, this is a humishum to tefil min ha-Torah. So the Mechaschina points out, the Machlokas Rishonim, whether the din of Lo Sochel Olam Adam is an Issa D'Raisa or an Issa D'Rabban. So that is the story. Let's take a look at the Rambam. You want to see really on page 6. It says, "Also, lo la'adam shiyitam klum o shiyase malacha be'acha shiyala al munasacha shiyispal tfilat shachas." So you can't retire him anything before, and he doesn't quote from the Pasuk is Lo Sochel Adam, because he held that Lo Sochel Adam, the way the Mechas Chinuch explains, is only an Asmachta. So it's not, wasn't the real drush. Toyim, he says. Even toy means a little snack. But usually, my other tefillos, Rambam writes, you can be toyim before mincha, before musaf, because those are only also if you have a suda. Now, if you take a look back on page 5, the Rambam says, "Is that the chiddush?" On the third line, he says, he says, "A chola is a chola mispalo. A chola can feel shochev al tzido. V'chein chol v'roiv harim v'chal cholim imyish hatzomei v'haroiv. If you're very famished, very hungry, or very thirsty, very hungry, so that's considered a chola. So if you could have kavana, fine. But if not, because he's so hungry, then you should eat something before you daven. So that's an interesting halacha. He's saying if you're hungry, you won't be able to have kavana. So the Rambam says that you can eat. You don't have to eat a steak, but you can eat something that what we call carry you over. Right, that's the way at least it's Mechaschinuch. Okay, so what else do we now? So far that's what we've seen. There's an Isser to eat, but the one heter we saw is whether if you're very hungry, you won't be able to have kavana. The Rambam says that's okay. So now let's take a look on page 7, the Rush. Says the Rush, Aviha Ezrizal, because of the Mudra Lishtos Mayim, Aboga Korm Tfila, the Lashayach B'Mayim Gaiva. Because it was the Gemara's Mashma that it's a Din Gaiva. Osi Hashlachta Achari Gevecha. That's here on page 3. That's a din of gaiva. That you're a balgaiva, that you, who you think you are, you're eating before you test, speaking to Hashem. So the Rush says, but if you only have water, then that's okay. What's up there? So Joe was asking, isn't it Darshin in time of the Krah, meaning that we're trying to figure out what the reason is, and then we're, like Rav Shechter says, we're regulating it based on the reason. But then some say, like Rav Shechter pointed out, if the reason is before the pasuk. Well, see, hashlach acharei. This pasuk in see, hashlach acharei gevech. Atu gevech al geech. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lachashen is God zeh kibal alav olmo achus shamayim. Nochem alav.
That's
right. So maybe in Pashas is the whole thing is like enough, you know, the Rabbanon. So just figuring out the Hagdara. Let's look in the Aviezri, in the Ravya, on page 9. So he writes, also lo adam sheyochol kodem sheyispal penami lishtos. But now he says it a little bit clearer. The Shulchan Aruch says the water is mutter. What about orange juice? So I would say, no, orange juice is also. Water is mutter. Orange juice is a different thing. It's sugar and it's... So he says, nearly that can be the mishake. He says, no, it has to be intoxicated. So he always had difficulty. I want to see how you understood the Rav Yoh. Because the Rav Yoh is saying that has to be mediated in Shachar. So Mayim is mutter. Why does he say Mayim is mutter? Say big chedesh. Yeah. Why does he say it has to be medium shaka and therefore mayim is mutter? There's a lot of things in between. Right, but he doesn't say that. He says medium shaka.
What's the
swar? Because medium shaka is the most cautious. Wine is the medium shaka. That's why it has the biggest, the most cautious of the mashkas is wine.
She
spent
another time
kind of
drinking besides
drinking
wine. More drinking. So
what does he hold about juice?
I think it's really an issue of
chocolate.
I didn't see what's it putting out.
That was what their main thing was. But if it's not me in the shock here, then it's butter.
Okay. So, may actually, no. I don't know what this was. I don't know if they had
They should have said a glass of milk, which is a common drink.
Well, you want milk, you said?
Yeah, maybe they didn't have orange juice in those days, but they had milk.
And milk is a medium.
No, so yeah, it would come out, you could drink a glass of milk, hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa, we say.
I mean, according to this, you could have a glass of warm milk.
Unless you say the milk could make you drowsy, so it made like a meal. Like... So the main things were either water or snaps or wine. So he says, what is mutter and the schnapps are also? Leading the Mishnah. According to this, orange juice should be mutter. I think Rabbi Bai said from Rabbi Kotler, I think, so the orange juice should be mutter.
Coffee also just orange juice?
Coffee too. He says, only leading the Mishnah, only something that's intoxicating.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Isn't the Gemara in Brachas that the reason why you make a shahakal on juices because the Gemara uses a lashon, it's like the water of the fruit.
Zaya Baalma.
Yeah, Zaya Baalma. So maybe that's why orange juice, Zaya Baalma, it's not different than the Mayim, like I've been
saying. Right, it's not a meat of the shaka.
Yeah. Zaya Baalma.
Yeah. Okay, let's look down the Truv and the Shailas Yavetz from Yaakov Emden. So he wants to know what about Te'ima. He says, "The Mnutza, the Sefer Lesar Te'ima Kodem Mahala." You want to be tired, you want to take a cookie or two of crackers before halal. He says, "Zulo Shamanu, Aval Gedola Mizu, Yadan Shafilu Betfilo de Hamira." Tima is just a little snack or crackers or something like that before davening. So Yaakov Emden says it's mutter. That's a chiddush. So that's Rav Yaakov Emden's chiddush. That Te'ima is mutter before davening, even shachris. Okay, so let's see. That's in the Shailas Yavetz. And then he has a whole piece here in the Mor of Tzia, also by Rav Yaakov Emden. Well, you know, it's not printed in Shulchan Aruch, it's a separate volume. So first he says, he speaks about Ol Sochel Adam. And then he talks about if it's a daraisa or not. So here he's saying, okay. Said it's not a full, not a lav gomer. Okay, so now let's see. Look in Shulchan Aruch, page 17. It says, Hatzomei v'harayi v'chadalim. Harayim v'chalal ha'cholim. Yesh bo yukol z'chav v'dayt v'spal. V'lav v'ratzal v'spal v'ashe yochal v'yishter. So he says, if you arrive in Hatzomei, then you won't be able to concentrate. But you could concentrate. So let's take a look in the Or Litzion, Rav Litzion Nava Shaul. He writes on page 19, Ha'im muta lishtos te or kafe toru Litzion. So he says, Tshuva, te or kafe below sukkar, muta lishtos lovne atzvil. If it's without sugars, it's okay. Aval sukkah yishli manim lishtos. Also, ba sachrin milvad mutter v'litain cholov v'kafei klal v'ein litain cholov v'ein l'chazanu kadom l'gmo beit sachai kodom tzvil. So he says not even to put milk in. Voila.
Sachrin?
Yeah. But Dr. Sarlin pointed out it's an artificial sweetener. Tay or coffee below sukkah, put the stoves with the day at Shiva. But with sukkah, not. So this is the same idea. Take a look on the bottom. Shochanosim pays tesim gimel kosev ain lecho lishtos kodem atzvila alamayim bavat. Itam shemayim ain a mezina. You're not nourished. Lashach mehem gaiva poor b'tur. Maybe chazan chazor hakadosh. Shesu mishum shemchazik is koach adam. Tesu prichadosh. Orach ron shav teve kafei below sukkah. Lashach b'dan gaiva. You don't have, if coffee and tea without sugar, there's no gaiva. Well,
why isn't coffee?
Well, sugar flavoring is more as a sweetener, so it's more derech gaiva. That's totally unnecessary.
So,
we have
a fancy dinner,
so, yeah,
with a sort of soft
drink, sugary. Well, I don't follow what you're saying. He's saying, what is mutter? There's no gaiva. And the Zohar says, "So is it whom Hashem shemechazek as koach adam?" Baruch Hashem, shav teiv kafei below sukkah, shav bab gaiva. A lot of them say if you don't have sugar in it, it's mutter. And but if you put sugar in it, kafei v'stei sukkah nechlo achronim, it does a prechadash. Rabbi Yosef Yeish Some of the half rivers out. With the Ikre Hadat, because of the Hakel, which does Tafim Sukkar, for some Machlokas Akronim, Pain Heavy Shom Shemi Yad Aaron, and because of a cedar base of a Hilfas Tvilo. And there is a Ikre Kedivir Pichadish of Yosef Shalulish does Tafim Otei Im Sukkar. He thinks that's the Ikre Loch, and that's the Yushugu. Asian Zarbers, Kevin Daram, Mr. Hilkar Tvilo, me the rice. He said the Ram calls the pasuk, so maybe the Ram holds the right thing. You should be cautious for the shita. Right. Well, that's already, showing him. Right. The Rav Yoh says the meat. Oh, he doesn't say the words, sukkah, but yeah, I mean, anything that you don't really need to eat, then it goes to the wayside.
I didn't say that.
Sometimes
you can't have alcohol like that. Right. Yeah, sugar back. Says it's just, you know, there's nothing alcoholic.
What?
Who were the other Rishonim besides that?
Which other Rishonim?
You said it was
part of the Rishonim.
Okay.
What's in the Rishonim?
About the
surprise. No, I mean, he's saying that if it's a Din Gaiva, so it's Sukkah Zasa.
First one
says? No. We'll see. The others have said it. So let's take a look at Harfinus. There's a couple of tshuvas in this. So he quotes on page 22 the Sefer Chinuch, that is. That sounds like a daraisa. And then he says that he discusses Te'ima, he calls the Sheolos Yavetz, the Mikra Din Te'ima is Mutter. But if you take a look, then Harfinus has other examples. Because the Rambam says on page 23, the Ema grade on the bottom right. But even Te'ima is also, which is a simple chant. But the Sheolos Yavetz says that really Te'ima is mutter. Or Shachar says. So the Sheolos Yavetz is Tima's mutter. But that's a big kiddush of the Sheolos Yavetz that that you could have a bunch of crackers and things like that. I don't know. I'm sure the Hasidic circle.
Well,
yeah.
what's the story of the wine on this? The damage of the wine on this?
Yeah, I mean, Shailas Yavetz, they're relying on Avim, like Rav Nachman pointed out, Avim Tzmeim. So, we can't concentrate. So let's see some other assorted questions that he raises there. Take a look first on page 26 for a second. Israchila, Einaf Kaminim, Ochlim Pasa, Ochlim Rachmine Mizonos. He doesn't think that's any different. Loki Chachamech, Shish Loki Yazum Mizonos. Then he says, "Vizrachil einaf kimin ochlim pas ochlim mizonos." The local chachamechad fish lahakol yoser the meaning mizonos. He the kochel spal. Shtachel adov. Don't say that. Mashi yish eizah shmu bechassidi chabad shemekim litom mizonos kol matfilo. He says, "Anochi Rosh Admor Hashab, Mekel B'Shtias Tei Greda. He could have tea before davening. V'loy D'Shtav V'Chachem Bein Chassid Chabad. Also, Shispol M'Chum Gedolim Shos Rabbi Shlomo Shein Nachloshim Bein Time. Im Lo Shehoyito Amim Tzas Mikodem. Kiyosi B'Shamati V'Emes Echav V'Amane Chabad. Shisraim V'Seshlof." Okay. So that's the Kiddush that he's saying. Let's see if...
Rabbi Simon, can I just say something very quickly on that?
David Moshe, how are you?
Well, Hashem, how's the Rav doing? I recently came across this, but the Tzemach Tzedek is a well-known quote from the Tzemach Tzedek that he says it's better to daven in order to eat than to eat in order to daven, which is basically what we're saying, which is basically what the Rav's been saying. But I just wanted to, so it's a well-known quote in Chabad circles.
Yeah, it's better to what?
It's better to daven. It's better to eat in order to daven properly, right, than to daven in order just to eat.
Yeah,
that's a well-known saying from the Tzemach Tzedek. Yeah,
right. If what? If you eat it towards what?
It's going to be far away. You drink coffee.
Yeah, that could be right. Okay. Then he writes here of Harford is on page 25. He's coming out against those people that eat before davening and then they daven very late. So that variates. So then they daven in the 10:30 and then they take something before davening. So he writes from Harford's on page 25. Some say that's a thing. Chassidim eat before tefillin. Ushekim. Rotsas las. Misacher pi hadovi sheker. Lo minei lo mitzase. Shechas v'shol usas. Stam Yehudi. Amchuna chasiz. Lavor, Mesay Nefesh, Al Israel, Mefurish Batorah. says it's not true that they think that they can eat before that. So one second. Yeah. Yeah. So really, the halacha is you're not supposed to eat before dawn or drink before dawn, unless you hold like the other sheet that can daven all the. So speak to be the Zimra parts, etc.
Saying that
it's not
true. He's saying that it's not saying that what's not true. That they think they don't understand.
Let me get it to you. Take a look, what page is that? What were you saying? So he says, Miday Dabi bro, you see the first same Shemasha Yesh Eta Noshim Shemakolim Yogil Lahem Obrim Shahasidim Ochum Vehatfila. But some people just say, oh, Hasidim, they eat before davening. Who Shekhov Hotzos Las. It's not true. Shahas Shalom, the Stam Yudi, Hamakur Hashish, Lavor, Besay Nefesh, Alisim Fresh, the Gemara of Shulchan Aruch. Page 25. Welcome, Sean. When the Motsim Timothy Shakila Hatir, Lechel Fnet Fila, Ainul Atsome Varayf, the Embiodam Muchavin, with Philos and Belov Haki. He says, no, it's not that they make it, it's Atsome Varayf, it's Mutter. Shaila is, do you have a right to daven so late to become a tzomei v'roi?
Rabbi, especially since on 23, on the right-hand side, you see what he quotes from Rav Stein.
Yeah, let's see, 1 second, page 23, let 1 second.
Yeah. So the Eitzer Steif over there says it's better to daven biyichidus than to rely on the
Mari Steif. She mitzadet isra chiluf ne tefila doches mitzvah tefila b'tzibur. It's more important because if you're going to say that the minion starts at 10:30, so what do you want from me? I have to eat before the minion starts at 10:30. But he says no, it's better to daven biyichidus than to go to such minion. That's the brisker Ralph. And he says, and even if it's only the Rabbanan, it's still the Rabbanan that has an asmachta. So it's chomer me from Isuri der Agadim. And then he quotes the Marash Engel that Rov Poskim holds field is only the Rabbanan, so the whole Isur here is only the Rabbanan. Yeah. Well, if you hold davening is like the Ramban, davening is the Rabbanan.
Davening once a day, no?
That's the Rambam. But they can be on the sheetas.
So that's a fascinating discussion here. But the biggest school that we see here is Rav Yaakov Emden, that he's matter to Imo. And that's not only because you're very thirsty or hungry. That's a separate answer. But it says if you feel you need some nourishment, then it's mutter. So that's the yeah. So well, Tochel Adam is maybe an Asmachta, but maybe it's a real derisive. Is there a philosophy of salvation that he was choshish to treat like a derisive?
Body.
I can't hear you.
You mentioned before
that he was making a lot of oranges, he called. Oranges before that one.
Probably.
Could be.
Does that mean I have to be the best shot? Possibly.
Some were Dorish Psukim. They decided what's the trap. Yeah, Rabbi Eisen. Huh? This is my friend from Curious Yoel. He put together the Shail Shabbos new printing. So I always use this from now on. Then he has all the other discussions. Busos and now look here on page 13 on the left. We call Mokam Kayose Rosh Hashanah Shekola Mitzvah Zizri Magdimen. We have the concept of Zizri Magdimen. Yenko Chal of Chalahi Lovit Kar B'Talmud B'Hedja Shaminim Bal Shulchan Aruch Chai Shwa Hainu B'Kriya Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Tagum Shem Mitzvah Ligmar Kodam Achila. You should finish Shnayim Mikra before which Achila.
One.
Which were, so again, Shabbos.
What?
Shabbos lunch. So that's the story with but you see that that things that are considered not considered gaivadika things were more cool, were more cool. This is not not gaivadika. So
on Shabbos, this is not justified to our purpose?
Well, sure. Why is it Shabbos?
I thought that on like Shabbos morning you had breakfast.
No. There was, again, if a person's rive, it's on me. That's a different thing. But if he's not rive, it's on me, then the problem. Only the Abbot says that you're allowed to have timo. This is only if it's, I guess, a whole meal. Just the email is okay.
Also, problem with
the right. Guy with the gematzah is the problem. In other words, if the person drinking wine and then down with Hashem, okay, Hashem can wait on the wine, which is not whiskey, so that's guy. But in other words, but you shouldn't say, but what is mutter? They don't spell out, but what about everything in between? So, Rabbi Bai told me that Rabbi Bai called them oranges.
Comes out with this, Rabbi Bai said, not sugar.
That's it.
Why is sugar not?
The sugar is between the
butcher. Why is the sugar not valuable?
Huh.
Why? The outlook on the stairs is sugar.
Sugar is valuable. Something that's not a necessity, you don't get anyway before you're down
the
test.
Whatever's a necessity, you're allowed to know what's not a necessity. How long is it? Even if it's not a necessity.
What is
sugar? What?
Yeah, well, if you hold that it's only me did the mashakir, it's not a me did the mashakir.
Then what's going to get sugar or not?
Well, if you sugar, then it's guide you.
That's what.
So it's more saying that you'll not have to be better off. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So then you have the big coolers, the Yaakov Emden that you can eat.
Right. Huh?
I see where we're going.
Unless
you say this. Unless you say this.
Hey, this is Barbara. So Barbara said, that's the show. What's this for? How are they
even explain?
Why don't they just get up early and daven? Oh, forget about the.
Oh, right. So that's what I've. Says, yeah,
that's
what I said.
When they get up, yeah. Why don't they just stop them right away when they get up? And, you know, 20 minutes later, they can eat stuff.
Yeah, 100% right.
I used to go on shops. House.
Unless you have a reason why you have to come to the
family. Yeah, don't say it's a lot around here. You know, others will have trouble getting, what's the last minute here, 9:30 or something? Tell them, 9:30, you know, you're going to be 10:30 by the time.
Yeah. What did you want to say?
Oh, no, when I was in college, I was having a bad house. I'm shocked. So that might be why I thought that. On Shabbos, or you always had cake.
Right.
I think there's on Shabbos to not be so much here. Like, I know, I didn't know that's what I heard. Yeah.
What do they eat?
Right. Your arguments don't. I don't see any split between Shabbos and the rest.
Right, there is no feeling
here, but the belt seems to think there is.
Well, maybe not. Maybe they're not the VM, or they're not brain the VM.
But, you know, you're going to have to still sit there.
Yeah, so of course, this is a real minute.
You look, so many Jews.
Okay, so we'll continue to next week with the show on this topic. I guess Akilah before that.
All right.
Okay, it's nice to see everybody.
Excellent
share,
but this Rabbi
Borhan. There's a Rabbi Borhan's snifter, and he just went to Leviathan.
Oh, my goodness.
Rabbi Lifshitz. You know Rabbi Lifshitz?
No.
So not his...
Not his
No. He's Bechut, not his...
I see.